The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can also text the show, check in those, and you can watch us on Twitch, comment there. Tyler will check that. I can't do them all because I'm an idiot and left my charge cord at home again.
We've only had two people comment on the Twitch stream.
Oh, okay. Usually they're a little more engaged, but who knows?
Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend posted on Instagram.
Yeah.
Basically pictures of her and him at the contract signing, I'm assuming. Let me tell you all about my best friend. He earned that ish. I love you.
Oh, God. I sure hope he has a prenup.
Dude, because that I don't think he. I mean,
you want to talk about something that could bring him down? That's it. 281 asked, so did Tannehill deserve his new contract?
Honest, I wouldn't have given him that money.
No, I wouldn't have either. One season, and how often are guys in the league that long and suddenly become good?
And by the way, I mean, didn't we all look at that Titans team last year when teams were game planning against the Titans? Did they go, how are we going to stop Tannehill? Or did they maybe have one of the more dominant running backs, running games, period, in the NFL last year? And Tannehill was able to take advantage of that. I mean,
what did he throw for, like 80 yards in one of the playoff games?
It's not like he was like doing all this special stuff. He just played on a team that had an unstoppable running game. So he was, I mean, it's were people blitzing him? Were they dropping back, you know, six into coverage on him? No. I mean, he reaped the benefits of having a dominant running game that season.
And that's okay. You know what? If David Johnson can come back and be 2016 David Johnson, and they run the ball down everybody's throats,
it works. I mean, more power to him.
And Watson doesn't put up big numbers, but they win games. I mean, you take that, right?
Yeah. But it's kind of like back when when Arian Foster and Matt Schaub were here. Yeah. When Matt Schaub was putting up big numbers, mostly because Arian Foster was just such a monster.
Yeah.
No one was like, oh, we got a game plan to stop Matt Schaub. No, they were game planning to stop Arian Foster. And Matt Schaub was like, all right, well, I'm going to take advantage of this. Good for him. That's what you're supposed to do. But let's not act like it's something that no one else could have possibly done.
Let's give Deacon a try. Let's see if he's there this time. Deacon, go.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you, sir.
Listen, I just want to chime in a little bit on this Deshaun Watson free agent talk and all this. Because I agree with you guys in the sense of what he's actually shown and what he's capable of doing. But what to me gets lost in all this conversation is what determines a quarterback in the NFL. There's 30 people on the planet that can do it for a starting job, or 32, whatever. When you're talking about signing a quarterback, giving him a contract, it's the market determines the value. Like, we can sit here and quibble over $5 million a year here and there and everything else, and it seems like the go-to response is, do you just want to be a team that makes the playoffs and gets a win? Well, for 15 years, everybody was living in the Patriots world. Every team was living to win a playoff game or two, go to Foxborough and lose. So that's kind of the existence for 28 of the NFL teams. Try and get to the playoffs, try and win a game. But this thing about, like, would you rather have that or would you rather have Patrick Mahomes? Yeah, I'd rather have Mahomes. Somebody go draft him for me. Okay, just go pick up the next Patrick Mahomes.
Would you rather have Deshaun Watson for $35 million a year, or would you rather have Cam Newton for $1.05 million?
Would you rather? I'm sorry, AJ, I didn't hear the second half of it. Deshaun for $35 million or what?
Or Cam Newton for $1.05 million.
Man, I don't know, but where are you after that? Because
I don't know.
Here's the thing.
But where are you after you give him 35 mil?
High in the first round every year. So you can't go 7-9 and 6-10 without Watson. You got to go 2-14.
Where are
you? Because you got to be drafted in the top three or four to try and pluck out that. Because this ain't no Andy Reid we got drafting for us. He's not going to find Patrick Mahomes.
That's my point.
Midway through the first round.
How do you build a roster around a guy once you give him that 35 million? Because you don't have a guy who can draft like Andy. You don't have a good
disagree
organization.
I agree with you, AJ, but that's why you're stuck in quarterback hell. Like, you just don't have the option of going and picking up. If you've got a quarterback that's a top 10 quarterback in the league and he can win football games and he can get you the playoffs, chances are you're not going to draft better than that. And we don't have a first-round pick till 2038 anyway, so it really doesn't matter. But chances are you're not going to draft a better quarterback than Deshaun just by not signing him.
I mean, so you're probably not, but you may be able to build a better team without him. That's my point.
Yeah, I just don't think you can, because the same guys who can't build a team around Watson are being asked to rebuild a team without him. And
that's why I think maybe the best thing that could happen for this team is a full clean sweep.
You mean like Brian gets the Rona?
I mean, like, I don't know.
That was a Twitch suggestion.
Someone accidentally give Bill O'Brien coronavirus?
No, well, not quite. Space Ghost would like to pay O'Brien $45 million a year to not be associated with the Texans.
Does Space Ghost have $45 million a year?
So maybe there's like a GoFundMe he's setting up, though.
Well,
I would need to see that.
If you could do that, you could do the million to get rid of me, Ghost. I think that's a pretty fair offer. I know there's people that hate me as much as O'Brien.
I would also like to formally accept any offer like that that's on the table.
Okay. Well, the good news is, with that extra money, then they could bring in people that you like. AJ would have free. AJ would love that. Have $250,000 to play with.
Oh boy, Bill O'Brien's trending. By the way.
Oh really?
I can't imagine Bill O'Brien's trending today, and Mitch Trubisky's trending today. Because let's all remember that the Bears gave up 3 draft picks to move up one spot and not take Patrick Mahomes. And someone tweeted that, well, at least the Bears saved $400 million not drafting Patrick Mahomes. It's a long-term plan. Here's one that says Bill O'Brien getting ready to pay Deshaun Watson a 15-year, $600 million contract. Bill O'Brien realizing either it has to pay Deshaun Watson $1 billion or trade him for Melvin Gordon.
I saw that one, yeah.
So Bill O'Brien, he's getting it right now.
Yeah, that's the scary thing, though, is for all the speculation on what we would do, if I ask you flat out, what do you think O'Brien's going to do? Are you going to be shocked if he pays him Mahomes money?
No.
That's the scary part, right? Is he very well could do that, even though I don't think it's warranted. But it doesn't matter what we think. It's what Bill O'Brien's willing to pay him.
And I get, and like you said, no one goes into it assuming that they're going to blow it. But I'm just saying this right now. If the Texans give Deshaun Watson anywhere close to this kind of money, as long as they have Bill O'Brien, it's going to be wasted money.
Well, I think the money has nothing to do with it. As long as they have Bill O'Brien, I think it's a wasted player.
I would
rather have him for that. There's plenty of ways that the bigger concern, and I've been beating this drum all along and nobody listens, is do we know what this salary cap is going to be next year, the year after that? There's going to be companies that have spent millions of dollars in advertising and sponsorships that aren't going to be able to afford that anymore. Do we even know that stadiums are ever going to be full again? I mean, there's a lot that could really scale back the NFL money. And you can tell me, oh, well, the TV contracts are coming up. Well, if they can't sell the advertising for what they sell it for, do you think those contracts are going to be as big? I mean, I would be thinking I'm holding off, not just because I want to see another year out of the guy, but before I did a contract like this. Now, the Chiefs, I think it's different. The guy's already, he's already won for you. Pay the man his money. Anything else, man, I'm being real careful about long-term deals right now until I see where the salary cap is. Because if you do make that kind of deal, and let's say you give Deshaun Mahomes money, and next year the salary cap is down $20 million. Well, that's probably 3 players you can't have that would help you.
Well, and I guess here's one other thing that we haven't even talked about, but we probably should, is Are we sure Deshaun Watson wants to be here for the next 5 years or three? I mean,
well, based on what we've been told, he's looking for a 3-year extension, which would make it 5 years. I don't think he wants to be here 10. Not until
I'm almost certain he. Yeah. If I'm him, I certainly don't.
No,
because at some point, I mean, and this is the thing: for one contract, you want to get that money. You want to max out, you know, your per year for a short while because he hasn't hit that first big. I mean, he's got a rookie deal. But I think he knows what we know, that tying himself to Bill O'Brien long term, it's not a winning proposition. It's just no matter how good he is. I don't know, so I can't say this with any certainty. I would bet if Patrick Mahomes were stuck here with Bill O'Brien, he wouldn't have just gotten $450 million.
No, I honestly think that the Chiefs could have won a Super Bowl with Deshaun Watson at quarterback.
It's quite possible.
Because of Andy Reid and because he would have gotten a lot more out of him. I don't think the Texans are any better than what they are now. Maybe one more playoff win with Patrick Mahomes. But I don't think he's an MVP because O'Brien doesn't know how to use him. And yeah, I think what we should have learned from that great stretch from Watson's rookie season where he looked like an MVP and then they immediately said we're changing the offense next year. My first thought was, why? You had something that was working really well, and they've never looked like that since. What does that tell you? And, I mean, I could list a thousand things about O'Brien that I think could have made this franchise better, going out and getting an experienced offensive coordinator from a different system that could bring some different ideas. But, no, they don't do it. So, why would I expect anything different? Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Are you playing dead people music today? Is that the theme?
Just these two guys.
Okay. Yeah. The guy who wrote this died today, right?
He did.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty famous, obviously, but I also like the Metallica tie-in with him. So
yeah. And Charlie Daniels also gone. Went dead. I guess the devil went down to Georgia.
I think he lived in Tennessee.
Oh.
Someone got mad at me today. Actually, a couple people got mad at me today. Charlie Daniels is like a he's an uber conservative. So he's popular on uber conservative Twitter.
Why do uber conservative Twitter people follow you? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But what I did notice today, and this wasn't even really I didn't mean it as in like a political way, but I was looking at Charlie Daniels' Twitter, like to see if, because I don't follow him. So I was like, well, let me check him out, see, you know, how often he tweets, how together he was in the end there. And I noticed something odd, and it's that Charlie Daniels every single day tweets out the same five things. Now, he tweets out some other stuff too, but he starts his day with the same five things. One of them is 22 veterans commit suicide every day. One is pray for the blue. One is 125,000 innocent unborn babies will be murdered by abortionists around the world today. One is Benghazi isn't going away. And the last one is remember 9/11.
Okay.
So regardless of what I think of, you know, the content of the tweets, because I mean, I don't know for a fact. I've heard that 22 veterans commit suicide every day stat frequently, so I believe that. I don't have a ticker on how many abortions happen every day. So I don't know if that's factual or not.
I don't know how innocent some of those people are going to turn out to be either. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pray for the blue. Okay, that's fine. I'm all for good cops, but I also think that, you know, if Charlie's going to say pray for the blue, maybe he should say pray for the good cops that, you know, aren't out causing hell. Benghazi ain't going away. I don't want to give him.
Yeah, that's
the isn't. I don't want to, you know, proper him up there. That's not my job. I guess that's a trigger thing for some people. We've talked many times before during the election, like when people are like, "Well, why are you going to vote for Trump?" Benghazi. And you say, "Well, what about it?" Benghazi. People just say it. A lot of people don't even know what the hell Benghazi is. And but at this point, it happened in 2012. It's a tragedy. I mean, as a vet, I think it's a sad thing. But that's also, I mean, there have been like, I don't know, 100 more events that took more military lives than Benghazi did. Since Benghazi happened, there's helicopter crashes that cost more human life than Benghazi did. And then remember 9/11, which, you know what, I would also say we should remember 9/11, and I'm glad he put that in all caps.
Maybe they mean Benjamin Ghazi, the guy who worked with Jeffrey Epstein.
Maybe.
You know, I'm never going to forget that guy.
What I did say was, and I didn't say anything about the content of those tweets. I do think that if you tweet the same five things every day, that borders on psychopathy. Like, it's... That's a weird thing, and it's, you can't look at that, and if anybody else did it, like, you think, okay, this guy's a little off. Like, if my Twitter every day said, Whataburger's better than McDonald's, like, I had five things that I wrote out every single day. I sent the same five tweets every morning.
You have to do, like, hot take, and Whataburger is better than McDonald's.
That's not
so that really, wouldn't really count.
Well, I mean, remember 9/11 isn't a hot take, Tyler.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember Harambe.
There you go.
That's one I would tweet. Now, if I tweeted that on the anniversary of Harambe's death, people might go,
bats an eye.
Man, yeah, RIP Harambe. Miss you, bro. If I tweeted RIP Harambe every single day,
a little off.
People would go, God, what's this guy's friggin' deal with Harambe? Like, it's a weird obsessed. Thing to do. Yeah. And I mentioned... All I did was mention, I took a screenshot of those tweets, and I said, apparently Charlie Daniels sent these same five tweets out every day. And that turned into, what's the problem with that? You're going after him the day he dies? What a scumbag. Like, I'm a bad guy now. Because I think it's weird that someone, and, you know, listen, I like Charlie Daniels. I like Charlie Daniels' band. I don't know Charlie Daniels, so I can't. Like many people told me today, he was a good man. He was a patriot. I don't know that because I don't know Charlie Daniels. Charlie Daniels is a singer and I think a fiddle player. So I don't know anything about him. All I know is that he tweets the same thing every day. Well, five things every day. And I also know anyone who does that, I don't care who it is, I would think that was weird behavior. And if you don't think that's weird behavior, you're weird too.
I want to know whether or not he typed that out every day or if
had
he
some kind
used
of bot.
Like TweetDeck.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's
like
what it
schedule
was.
Schedule these tweets every day.
Well, the big question is, did they go out today?
No, one day ago was the last time. Okay. Yeah, he wasn't up for it today. We'll talk about that on deaths.
Yeah, latest on Patrick Mahomes' deal. 10-year extension worth up to $503 million.
It keeps going up. Yep. It's gone up $103 million since we found out.
Schefter just tweeted that out about 30 seconds ago.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Get rid of that girlfriend, dude.
Dude, unbelievable. I mean, good for him. And that's the thing. Like, even hearing 10 years, $500 million, and I think the Chiefs are going to be in cap hell, certainly. And they're going to have a hard time building a roster around him unless they continue to draft really, really well. And I'm talking about like second, third rounders. You've got to hit on that. But you also don't hear me saying they're overpaying him because he's shown me what he's capable of. Like I've seen it. And
and if he winds up not having much of a roster around him, like, you know, Deshaun, I still like his chances as long as he's got Andy Reid or Eric Bieniemy, because I'm guessing Andy's not going to do this forever. And maybe, you know, part of this is, hey, Bieniemy's going to be the next guy. You know, I know he's going to be there, so I'll be good. But, you know, I think the numbers are going to wind up being staggering, but I don't think anybody's going to say, doesn't deserve to be the highest paid athlete in North America, because I think he does.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see how they move forward. 713 texts in, what a roller coaster past 6 days. Tested positive for the Rona, went through hell and back. First 2 days were body aches, cough, bad headache. Day 3-4 got the worst, and I mean worst sore throat of my life and fever on top of other symptoms. Day 5, things got a little better, and today almost back to normal. This Rona's no joke. I was even taking all the necessary precautions and still got it somehow. Be safe out there, Blitzers.
Yeah, listen, man, I don't know what we can do.
At this point, well, did you see the bubonic plague is back in China?
I saw that. I also don't know if that may be fear-mongering, Fred.
That's all people are doing. Because I'm at the point now.
I think so far that one is only like 2 cases.
Well, you know what? Bring it on. You know what? I'm not scared. We got Filipino bats the size of humans. We got murder hornets. We got that bitch Carol Baskin.
Murder hornets just disappeared.
Yeah, that turned out they were another scare tactic. Yeah. So you know what? Bring on the bubonic plague. Because you know what I don't mess with? Rats.
Yeah.
And if I see a rat in my neighborhood, I will shoot him dead.
Do we not have a, like, I thought bubonic and pneumonic plague is something that we vaccinate for.
No, pneumonic, you're thinking of like a pneumonic device, which is not, I don't think there's a pneumonic plague.
No, there's definitely a pneumonic plague.
Pneumonia? Maybe, but that's not like I don't think you pneumonic can
plague patients develop fever, headache, weakness, and a rapidly developing pneumonia. That's what makes it a pneumonic plague.
Anytime I've ever heard the word pneumonic, I just think of a pneumonic device of how you remember something.
Tyler, are you a doctor or am I a doctor? Okay, I'm a doctor.
You might be closer to being a doctor than me.
You know what? I wanted to talk to you about. You know what? We'll do it on the other side of the break. It's a cancel culture that we live in now, Fred. And I'll be canceled soon enough. I'm well on my way.
Yeah, you should be.
I should be. Deservedly so. I mean, I'm probably going to be canceled for saying Charlie Daniels' tweeting habits are weird. It seems like that's the direction I'm headed in. By the way, the guy who was like had the most beef with it, he started his Twitter in June of 2020. So I'm taking his stuff really, really seriously because he's clearly created an account solely for trolling purposes. But yeah, I'm worried that Tyler might also be canceled. And
uh-oh. What did he do?
This is news.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. I don't want to that's a radio tease. A radio tease.
Somebody says, don't worry, bubonic plague is treatable with antibiotics. This isn't 1300.
That's what I thought. I feel like we've got that figured out.
Well, then what the hell are they doing in China over there?
I don't know. They're living.
Chinese virus. It's the worst. Now they're sending us the plague. It's a kung flu. Why do people get upset over that when he uses kung flu? I think it's kind of funny.
I have no idea. I mean, I think because you remember how it was after 9/11. Your last name was Fowler. You got treated differently.
Yeah.
I think Chinese people might be worried that they're going to be treated differently if he calls it the Wuhan virus or the China virus or the Kung flu.
I'd like to say I'd give people more credit than that.
No, you shouldn't.
But I don't give people more credit than that.
There's no way you should. People are ridiculous.
What are you going to do?
And also, I don't know. It just seems like it's a... I think sometimes... The president, and this is going to sound crazy. Sometimes I think the president says things just to charge people up.
You think?
I'm just saying. I think today when he said, when is Bubba Wallace going to apologize? Like Bubba Wallace was the conspirator of some great hoax.
And he followed that up with the Redskins and Indians tweet.
Dude, yeah, I think he's...
What did he say there? I didn't see that.
I'll have to pull it up.
It's like trying to get rid of these team names that have all this history. And
yeah, team names were a sign of strength.
And we're too PC.
I actually saw a great suggestion for what to do with the Redskins name. Which I think they should change these things by now. But and I don't know who it was. I'd love to give him credit for it, but it was on Twitter and I was probably drunk. But someone suggested the Washington Red Tails,
mm-hmm.
which I think would be fantastic because that was the Tuskegee Airmen.
And, I like that.
And if you've never seen the movie Tuskegee Airmen, it was an HBO movie. They also did a movie called Red Tails. Tuskegee Airmen was better, but either way, you could do a cool-ass logo with the plane. Like to me, put a P-51 on there with a red tail. You keep all your same color schemes. I would buy something like that. I think that's a fantastic idea.
They name teams out of strength, not weakness, but now the Washington Redskins and Cleveland Indians, two fabled sports franchises. By the way, the Indians fabled, that's... Maybe from Major League,
Major
the movie.
League, yeah, of course.
Look like they're going to be changing their names in order to be politically correct. Indians, like Elizabeth Warren, must be very angry right now.
I love that.
There's no way he does it. Like, he's only saying that to troll people.
Oh,
that's
God,
the
yeah.
only reason.
That's hilarious.
And deaths from the China virus are down 39%, while our great testing program continues to lead the world by far. Why isn't the fake news media reporting that? He had multiple China virus cases today. China virus cases up because of massive testing.
Of course.
And then he talks about how great the testing is. But then I guess you read his Bubba Wallace one.
Yeah.
Has Bubba Wallace apologized to all those great NASCAR drivers and officials who came to his aid, stood by his side, and were willing to sacrifice everything for him, only to find out that the whole thing was just another hoax? That and flag decision has caused lowest ratings ever.
I don't know that that's true about the ratings.
I don't either.
Because there's nothing else to watch.
I think a lot of people are watching that stupid NASCAR now.
Texter says it was Dwayne Haskins who suggested the Red Tails. So
I like that.
Props to him, yeah.
I like Warriors, too, because then you could kind of keep your same MO, but, you know, not have an offensive name. But although I struggle with this because, like, I heard Charlie Polillo today say, well, Indians isn't offensive, but I also know that there are some Native Americans who find that term offensive. So I don't know, because he said Redskins is obviously offensive, which I think that one is a slam dunk. But I also think a lot of it is how you depict them. And, you know, the Indians, finally, they got rid of that Chief Wahoo.
Yeah.
It was like, it wasn't a flattering depiction. The Redskins, like the Redskins logo, I don't know if it's offensive. If it said Warriors underneath of it, would it be offensive still? I don't know. I don't know what
I've heard people say, yeah, it is because of the way it's depicted. But
like Warriors are anybody who participates in war. Like Americans are Warriors, like soldiers are.
I don't know. I would have to trust Native Americans on it, just like Blackhawks is okay, although you look at the Blackhawks and the Seminoles. You're trying too hard, Hoffman. You really are. But the symbol, when you look at Chicago's logo, it's because I have a shirt. I have some Blackhawks gear. I have a shirt, and I look at that logo, and it's like, it kind of looks like they're making fun of Native Americans, but they're okay with the Blackhawks name.
Well, when I don't know if. I don't know when they changed their name. But do you remember when Marquette used to be the Warriors? I think it was like they changed in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
And I had a Marquette. I mean, I was a nerdy basketball fan, and I had a Marquette Warriors shirt. And in hindsight, it was probably ultra offensive because it had like a really skinny cartoon native with like a hatchet drawn back like he was going to cut someone's head off. And I think they may have made a good call switching to Golden Eagles. But I don't know. I never thought Warriors was disrespectful.
No,
I think maybe it's the logos of the Marquette Warriors had been maybe not the best choice.
But, you know, that applies to more than just Native Americans. I like that, too. I love the other one better, but I like that, too. That works.
All right. What am I doing? Ghost Solutions here? TGS. And listen, right now, we are in that mode where everybody's like, what can I cut? What bills can I cut back on? How do I save some money? Well, the great thing about TGS is you could save money without losing anything. Basically, you're not losing any coverage. In fact, if you're like the case that I was in, I saved a bunch of money and I got better coverage than I was getting. So you're not giving anything up. You're not in terms of coverage. You're just saving money. That's the win-win right there. All it takes is a text message to get started. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. Reply back with that. You'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And this is real stuff. This company, these savings, they're real. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 1,000 reviews. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year. And you don't need to wait on your renewal. They're going to take care of it. They're going to get you refunded on your old policy so you can start saving right now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today with TGS Insurance.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN is your number if you wish to get in. I need to pay off on something I said I was going to do the second segment, and then we'll let you jump on Tyler. Told you I finally watched The Mandalorian, finally jumped on Disney Plus, and also got stoned and watched Lion King, which is kind of cool. But, everybody told me how great it was, and it was okay. I don't think it was as awesome as people said. I think people are so desperate for Star Wars stuff to not suck that you get something that's pretty good. Everybody's like, oh, it's so great. It was good. It was worth watching. I watched season two, especially with Timothy Oliphant. Could have done with a little less Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda's a big star of that show.
I know. And I mean, it just, kids do nothing for me, even Yoda kids. But yeah, so I finally watched it. Like it, don't love it, but I'll watch season two.
Okay. Now, on to Tyler and why Tyler might be canceled. Tyler, do you feel like there's anything that's got you in danger?
No, I don't think so.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Do you have a Pantera tattoo?
Of course. Yeah, that probably would do it.
That could get you canceled,
no,
right?
No, I actually mentioned this on, I think it was one of the days that Fred and Henry filled in on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mentioned that I'm a big fan of Pantera, and because of their use of the Confederate flag, that that could be problematic.
Not only a Confederate flag, like Phil Anselmo's had some...
He's had some
Nazi accusations, some white supremacy allegations. That may be that's kind of his thing, it feels like. Are you nervous that as a guy with a Pantera tattoo, people could associate you now with that and cancel you? Where is your tattoo? On your leg?
Yeah, it's on my leg.
Are you just never going to wear shorts again?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not too worried about that. It was more of a memorial tattoo for Dimebag.
Okay. There is no Confederate flag in your tattoo,
though,
right?
There is no Confederate flag, no.
Is it? It's not, like, when you say memorial, it's not like a Nazi salute memorial.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay. Well, then maybe you won't be canceled. But
let's hope not.
But I do worry that, like, bands like Pantera, they're going to be in trouble.
See, now, it sucks that these two guys are dead, the founding members, but it's also kind of beneficial because if they were still alive, maybe they would catch more heat. But the fact that they're dead, they might not get as much attention.
Well, but it's also that the guy who's most likely to be racist is still alive.
He's still alive, yes. But so, I don't think he necessarily carries on the Pantera name as much as he probably could.
Because, like, I don't know. Like, Roger Waters, for instance, is not a fan of Jews. It's sort of a thing for him. He's pretty outspoken about it. He's not a guy who cuts corners on it. And honestly, kind of makes me iffy about, like, rocking a Pink Floyd t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know?
And for years, the coolest thing in the world was wear a Dark Side of the Moon shirt.
Yeah.
It still kind of is.
I have one.
Yeah, there you go.
I won't wear it outside the house. So...
Well, and you saw that they're talking again about getting rid of the John Wayne statue at John Wayne Airport.
Yeah.
Because of one interview he did.
No, not at the John Wayne Airport.
Renaming
if the statue goes, the airport's not going to be called John Wayne Airport.
No, it's just going to go back to being Orange County Airport, which is what it was before. Which also one of the scariest approaches you'll ever have and one of the most dangerous airports in America. Bet you didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Used to fly there all the time. And...
They've got dangerous airports, dangerous racetracks. Yeah. It's a danger zone.
Yeah, you know. I miss being out there. I miss almost getting killed or, you know, almost seeing horses killed.
This seems...
Your call, program director.
Listen, OU Mike, I'm going to give you a shot here. Don't blow this, dude.
I want to talk about the Washington Redskins. I think that's the most racist team ever was, all the way back to their Super Bowl years when, in 1983, John Riggins won the MVP. I mean, what is his last name backwards? That ain't no candy bar.
That's on you.
It is on me.
Never mind. It says, great, my five-year-old was wearing her Pink Floyd shirt yesterday.
That's all right. As long, I mean, just, I feel like if you're gonna rock one of these shirts with these bands with questionable dudes, then just be prepared. That's all. If Tyler, if someone comes to you with, worried about, I'm sure you've got defenses built up. Like, if someone says.
Well, no, like. Sometimes, like, old people ask me, like, oh, what's that tattoo mean? And I don't feel like explaining that it's a band and a guy got murdered on stage, whatever. I just tell them it's a friend's initials because they pass away. That's it. And then I don't have to explain anything.
Well, I do think... Well, here's the question for you. Is it okay... Like artists and things like that to admire their work without like Mel Gibson is kind of a Pink Floyd of acting, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the guy's a fantastic actor. I enjoy his movies. And is it okay that I separate that from the fact that he's an absolute loon? I don't know. I really don't. But I kind of feel the same way about Pink Floyd and I feel the same way about Pantera. I love the music. I appreciate what they were as artists. Doesn't mean I have to agree with what they are as humans.
Fair.
Oh, well. Quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Somebody mentioned Lynyrd Skynyrd used to use a lot of rebel flags and stuff at all her shows. And
Kid Rock still does.
Yeah. Who wrote that song, The South's Gonna Rise Again? Who did that? I'm pretty sure that's a...
Sounds like a Charlie Daniels song.
The South's Gonna Rattle Again is a Hank Williams Jr. song.
Yeah, I think The South's Gonna Do It was Charlie Daniels.
I think that is Charlie Daniels.
But I think The South's Gonna Rise Again. I'm not...
Lee Denson.
Okay, I'm not...
That's an album.
100% sure, but I think Lynyrd Skynyrd covered that at one point. So...
Let's see.
Yeah, and I have a bunch of Skynyrd stuff, but no shirts or anything with the flag on it. But I guess it's on one of the albums, isn't it?
I think it is.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look. Since everything's online now, I don't really have albums. All right. We'll do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Somebody tweeted this at us earlier today, and I can't remember who it was because I've gone through too many tweets since then, so I apologize, but thank you for sending it. We go to Berlin. A German man was having a bachelor party in the Austrian Alps. And apparently, 38-year-old was dared to touch with his tongue a baby creature on the floor of an alpine hut. The creature was a viper.
Mm.
What do you think, Evan?
It poisoned him?
The snake bit him on the tongue, and his tongue swelled up immediately. Mountain rescuers and a doctor were called to the scene, and he was taken to a hospital. The partygoers may have confused the young snake with a worm. So, okay, lick the worm? Yeah, and it turns out to be a baby viper. So, let this be a lesson. First off, you shouldn't put your tongue on any animal, especially now. Well, this is how the coronavirus started. Somebody ate a bat. Their tongue on a bat, right? So you're putting your tongue on a viper, then you're going to start a whole new thing. You're going to start COVID-20.
I don't want that.
None of us want that. Although, it's kind of like I said earlier, bring it all on. Bring on bubonic plague. I don't care. We can survive anything at this stage.
Someone's going to get us eventually.
Yeah, so... You know what? I live in Houston traffic every day.
Although traffic is not as bad as it used to be.
It's not as crowded, but the drivers are just as bad. So, anyway, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Lamont says San Diego is one of the scariest airports, and LMAO at OU Mike call. Yeah, I think we've had enough of OU Mike. I don't really think we need to do that. But San Diego, though, that is kind of a, if you've never flown into there, that's a scary approach. Because first it looks like you're going to hit the buildings, then it looks like you're going to land in the water, and then all of a sudden you're on the tarmac. That one in LaGuardia, I hate LaGuardia because you have to take that big, big turn around the stadium. And then at the last second, the plane—I mean, it just that seems like I don't know much about piloting, but that seems like that would be a pain in the ass because it just feels awkward when you're landing every time. All right, 713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So what would it take? And I know it would never happen to change the Yankees. Now, they fought for freedom, which I commend, but killed millions of people, including minorities in the South. So it might be offensive to some of those families due to the Civil War.
Here's the thing about wars. When you win the war, you get to decide what's offensive and what's not.
Yeah.
Yankees were American soldiers. Live in America. It's unlikely to change.
Yeah, and again, I think everybody's reaching a little too hard for stuff now. And it kind of goes back to what we're talking about with the bands. There's certain things that you should admire. And I think things you separate. And I think we need to get a little better at that. I don't think we just change every name now because it might have had one connotation or somebody might have said one thing. I'm not going to forget how many John Wayne movies I absolutely love. And enjoy watching. because he said something stupid.
El Frodo says Chris Benoit was my favorite wrestler till he killed his child and wife. Some things you just can't see past. I mean, that's a weird thing. And if you had a Chris Benoit tattoo, that would be troublesome.
I mean, I'm sure there are people out there with Michael Jackson tattoos.
That's probably true. In fact, that's 100% true.
Yeah.
Think anybody's got a Jeffrey Epstein tattoo?
I would hope not, but it's possible.
I think I actually have seen a couple referencing Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
But
I don't know any pre-death like Jeffrey Epstein tattoos.
I'll tell you when I know people. Bill Cosby. Yeah, there's a lot of guys who, like, before it's good till it's not good. And it's like, damn, my guy messed up there. Did you see K.W. Miller, his tweet over the weekend?
No.
I don't know if this is 100% true or not. You can tell me if you guys have any factual reason to believe this or not believe it. But K.W. Miller is a constitutional conservative running for Congress in Florida's 18th congressional district. K.W. Miller believes in American exceptionalism. That's his Twitter bio.
Okay.
And here's the tweet that he sent out over the weekend. Beyonce is not even African American. She is faking this for exposure. Her real name is Anne Marie Lestrassi. She is Italian. This is all part of the Soros deep state agenda for the Black Lives Matter movement. Beyonce, you are on notice.
Okay.
Do you think there's any fact there?
Tyler,
do you believe Beyonce is African American?
Yes, I do.
What makes you believe that?
Just the fact that I have never seen her being referenced as Italian.
Hmm. Is it because she says she's African American?
I tend to believe her. Yeah.
I usually give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, there's been, like, that one lady that was, like, she tried to convince everyone she was black, and she got busted. I mean, there's cases like that. But for the most part, I usually, you know, I'm if you say you're black, all right, you're black. If you say you're white, hey, you're white. I don't know. But that just seems like an odd thing to tweet.
Yeah.
Not the route I would have gone if I were running for Congress in Florida.
Do we really know? I mean, you know, I don't know who these deep state guys are that I keep hearing about. I don't even know what a deep state is, but it sounds sinister.
Yeah.
Is this like the old Illuminati?
Maybe so. The deep Soros deep state. Not just regular deep state. Soros deep state.
Don't drink and tweet, guys. Somebody said I got an MJ Thriller tattoo. Don't think he did anything, but regret it because it always comes up. Well, you have that.
This other guy also, so he claims that she's Italian, but in another tweet, he says in the Satanist formation song, Beyonce shouts out a black Bill Gates in the making. Consequently, in 2020, we see Black Lives Matter terrorizing country at the same time as Bill Gates pushes a COVID vaccination. So she's also a Satanist, too.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Mm.
By the way, Bill Gates, he blames social media.
He's catching it right now.
For coronavirus. He's blaming Facebook and Twitter. He says, can the social media companies be more helpful on these issues? What creativity do we have? Sadly, the digital tools probably have been a net contributor to spreading what I consider crazy ideas. This includes misinformation, convincing people not to wear masks, and conspiracy theories about vaccines to combat the disease. A lot of it comes in the form of conspiracy, where someone's got some plot, and my name even comes up as potentially at the center of some conspiracies, so it's a bit scary. So he blames social media, which, by the way, I do believe social media is not great for our country. It really isn't.
No, and it's at its worst right now.
The great thing about social media is it gives everyone a voice. Even the people who otherwise wouldn't have a voice. Like, there's some people who their opinions would never be heard, especially by people who have, you know, a higher social standing or a higher level of media input or whatever, but that now they can be heard. The downside to social media is everyone can be heard, including people who are really, really, really dumb.
And, well, and that's the problem, is that, I mean, that's it in a nutshell.
I mean, I had to get off of Facebook because there were people in my own family who were like putting up, like, it's old people on Facebook. They just find something, they see something on Facebook, and as soon as they see it, it's gospel. Like,
yeah.
I saw this on Facebook. And then as soon as they see it, they post it on their page, and their old ass friends post it on their page. And next thing you know, I mean, Beyonce is Italian is all over Facebook. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I just think the problem is, in the past, basically the voice you heard was through the media. So it was filtered. Now, and I think in the beginning it was great that you had social media, so people would always have, that there were people who hadn't had a voice would have it. But the problem is, I think we realize just how much of our population is stupid and doesn't know what to do with that power. And it's a problem. And, you know, I wish I were big enough to be part of conspiracy theories, by the way. Like,
oh, yeah,
I think you're behind it. But, you know, that's the problem. You can make up whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. And some people just don't know how to handle that responsibility or don't care.
Right. Or they think that getting their, like, if you say something crazy on Twitter, the likelihood that more people will retweet it, and, like, even if it's a goof, and you might gain some followers. And yeah, there are people who are in love with the idea of retweets and likes and follows, that to the point where they don't care if they believe what they say or not, as long as it gets them some clout.
Well, then they're basically the Twitter Skip Bayless.
That's the great thing about Instagram, is that, like, the people who get clout, it's just, if you're sexy, you get clout. That's the way it works. And that's really the way our society was built. Like, hot chicks get the most attention. Yeah. Like, the way it's been through the existence of time, hot chicks get the most attention. That's the way it should be. Right, Tyler?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. I got to tell you about Pro Dunk Hoops. ProDunkHoops.com. That's where you go. Not if you just want some regular old basketball goal. Only if you want the best on the market. And how's it better than everybody else, as you say? Well, they've got the thickest steel of any goal on the market. 75% thicker than the best brands in the big box stores. Tempered glass backboard so strong, they guarantee if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll come out and replace it for free. Not only that, though, it looks great in my driveway. I love it. I was hesitant on getting one, and now that it's there, I mean, it ups the curb appeal, in fact. I mean, it's just a great-looking goal, and it's adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet. And the great thing about this is my kids always have something to do. Corona time, Schmorona time. They're out there hooping it up. That's what they care about. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com, or give them a call, 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.